getting bitter by and by. Oh, yes, now by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, yes, now by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen. We'll understand it all better by and by. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? What a privilege it is as we enter another year. I guess today, today's the first day of January 2014. And we're glad to be in church, aren't we? What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Wednesday night.
Understand it better by and by. Oh, yes, now, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we'll tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We're often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies of howling tempest all succeed a bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, yes, now, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we'll understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by.
Understand it better by and by. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight while we look at our prayer request. We got We just got a lot going on here tonight. Got a lot of visitors here from that attended the Winter Youth Retreat down in Newport, Tennessee. And a lot of those folks, I think their flight was delayed or something like that. And they stayed over for the service tonight. They're just tickled to death. And we're tickled to death with them, aren't we? Amen. We sure are. Praise the Lord. But give them a nice hand tonight. Sister Teresa White wants us to remember Brother Ben, Sister Tanya, and Landon Davis in prayer. They're not feeling well tonight. Just need a touch from the Lord. So let's pray that the Lord would be mindful of them. I want to pray for Brother and Sister Baker. Both are sick and unable to be in the service tonight. So let's remember those folks. I want to remember Todd Robbins and his family. Much sickness in their family tonight. So they've asked that we would remember them. Traveling Mercy, we want to pray for Sister Tessa, who went to West Virginia to attend a funeral. So let's pray that the Lord would give her safety there and back and pray for that situation. I want to pray for Brother Bob King. He has torn a muscle in his shoulder and a lot of pain. Also, I want to pray for Sister King. She needs a touch from the Lord. So let's remember that situation in that family tonight, that the Lord would just be mindful of them. And I've got all kinds of notes here about our singers. I've got them anywhere from Phoenix to Canada and all points in between. And, we just got, about 10 or 12 notes here on singers tonight. But that's all right, isn't it? Sister Sherry Wiggins, sister, please pray for Kimberly and Josh Dixon and the children. They have all had the flu and recovery has been slow and very difficult. So let's pray for that family, that the Lord would be mindful of them. Also the Horniak family for sickness. They're asking that we would remember them tonight in prayer. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need tonight, how many of you know that God is bigger than all of our problems, bigger than all of our sicknesses? He's God of all gods. He's King of all kings. I'm glad I know him tonight, aren't you? Let's stand to our feet, if you will, as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. We just want to take this opportunity to welcome all of you to this service. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, if you're a visitor here tonight, pray that the Lord would just bless all those folks. I believe Brother Donnie, Sister Carol, they're on their way home tonight maybe, and just pray for Traveling Mercy for them. I spoke to Brother Robert Marrero just a little while ago, and they're expecting about 15 inches of snow in New York tomorrow, some kind of a bad storm headed that way. So let's just pray that the Lord will protect those folks in that part of the world. We're serving a very wonderful Savior, aren't we? Do you love Him better than everything in the world? Why don't you just look at somebody and say, He's the best friend I ever had. He certainly is the best friend I ever had. Before we pray tonight over these requests, let's just sing a little chorus. We sang it here over the weekend, but I'm persuaded more now than ever in my life, as I get older and as you age and we all get older, I'm persuaded this, that God has got my future. He's got my days. He's got it all in control. And I rest in that tonight. Do you? That He's got it all in control. Could we sing that tonight together just before we pray? He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. One more time. He's got it all in control. Thank you, Lord. He's got it all in control. Put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I put my life in His hand. I put my life in His hand. Thank you, Lord. He's got it all. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Rob, come tonight. Lead us to the Lord as we pray tonight over these requests. Let's invite His presence into the service. Commit all these things unto our Lord. God bless you, Brother Rob.
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the day that you have created. Thank you for the church that you've crafted in your mind for us to come to and fellowship with you. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to come together in prayer. Lord, we met with the young people last night. We had a prayer service here, Lord, and it's just something that it's just an unending grace, Lord, that you've extended to us to be able to talk to you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for answers. Thank you for answers to life, Lord. Thank you for a joy and a fulfilling part of our life, the reason why we're here. Thank you for requests, Lord, that were made, that you can manifest your power. Thank you for what it is that you've done for us through the people that I see Christ alive in my brothers and sisters. Thank you for these testimonies that can come forth as a result to manifest who you are, where you are, for young people that have a desire to serve you and love you and give you everything that we have. Thank you for the truth of the hour. And I pray, Lord God, that light would shine upon us all this night, Lord. Break tradition. Break our tradition here in this place. Do something for us, Lord, that we can see and clearly identify that you are on the scene tonight in this day, yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Thank you for your joy filling us your desire, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. I found me a new favorite scripture this morning, Brother Terry. It's Psalm 68:19. And it says this, I may not get it verbatim, but it says, thanks be to God who daily loadeth me with benefits. You know what? He don't just give me one or two little benefits along the way, and he don't just give you one or two because he's running out and he's running real low on them, but he loads you daily with his benefits. Isn't that wonderful to know that he loads you daily with his benefits? What a mighty God we serve. Let's do that again. He's got it all in control just before we change the order of the service. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. One more time. Control. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight to give plenty of time to our folks that have songs for us tonight. Sister White, she's stayed over from the weekend visiting here, her and Brother White, and she's got a song for us tonight. I looked for her on Saturday night to get her on to sing on Sunday morning. Couldn't find her. They said she was hiding everywhere she could hide. But we found her, and she's going to come and get us a song. We appreciate her. Give her a nice hand as she comes to sing tonight. Then we've got some special guests, Sister Megan, Sister Lydia from Phoenix, Arizona. They've got a special song for us tonight. Then Brother Justin and Brother Micah, ever how they have that arranged, I don't know exactly. And then we've got another song. I don't know if this is a different group.
from Canada that has a song for us tonight. And I've got other songs from this local assembly, but we'll get to you later as we can. I want to welcome Brother John Dubsky and the family from Phoenix, Arizona. Where would you be tonight? Give these folks a nice hand tonight. God bless you. Sister Megan and Sister Liddy, if you want to come onto the platform, be getting ready to sing after Sister White sings. And then Brother Justin, you and Brother Micah, Abraham, you have that arranged tonight. And we'll go right on into the service.
Upon a troubled sea, ever there's a wind in my sail. But I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. Shine again, for I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the me low, but never brings me down. For I know the master of the wind, and I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. For I
formality.
It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though it's ancient, it abides. A shrine to death that stands for life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Two pieces of rough timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nails for you. Watch as he died for the lost. Though he could have walked away, he chose the cross. You see why this old emblem is so dear to me. It stood for suffering, yet it brought us peace. It bridged the gap for me, offered cleansing for my sin. An icon that reminds us that we're free. That we're free. Oh, there was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Two pieces of rough timber.
Man, we just want to, it was our flight, my sister and myself. I'm Micah, she's Shayla, and this is Justin. We're here for the camp, and our flight got delayed, and we were just like, oh, man, that's terrible. Hallelujah, we get to go to church tonight. So such a blessing to be here with you all, and I pray that we can be a blessing to you. This song, the chorus just goes, I'm not going to walk away. I've come too far to give up now. And at the end, we're going to trade in this old cross for a crown. So I hope it's a blessing to you. Well, I started out with a made-up mind to one day cross the finish line. I'm pressing toward the mark and for the prize. Sometimes I have to stand my ground as Satan tries to turn me round, but I will not be hindered by his lies. I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake. I've come too far to turn back now. And every battle before God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. Well, I can almost hear them cheer me on and see the ones who have reached home, and now they wait for us to win this race. A banquet like we've never known will be held at God's royal throne. There will be rewarded for our faith. I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake. I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon be for God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown.
cheer me on and see the ones who have reached home, and now they wait for us to win this race. A banquet like we've never known will be held at God's royal throne, and there will be reward for our faith.
I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake. I've gone too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have
tell you we're one day closer, 1 year closer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day. Troubles will be gone. Trials will be gone. Tests will be gone. There'll be no tears. There'll be no heartaches. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no death. Brother, what a great promise we have ahead of us as the children of God. I trust that you do everything within your ability to be able to be there that day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you this evening. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, certainly good to be in the house of God tonight. Matthew chapter 14, we want to look at just a few verses of scripture to give you our setting of what we're looking at. We'll start at verse 22 and we'll read down a few verses from there. I thought of what to just speak on tonight, and I thought I would just be an evangelist. I'd just kind of evangelize a little bit and maybe something to help your faith and help your walk with God. And one thing about it, before I ever preach to anybody else, I always preach to me. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to go into the ship and to go before him to the other side, and why he sent the multitudes away. So this ain't the disciples deciding to just get up and go do something on their own and leaving Jesus behind, but they do leave Jesus, but they're commissioned by him to go. So if Jesus sends them, Jesus will take care of them. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went to the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, and it was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a spirit?" And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake. Oh, when he speaks. When he spake, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, one word, come. Brother, it don't take a whole paragraph for me. It don't take 100 scriptures to get me wound up. I'm like, Brother Louie, I like just one verse I can get a hold of. Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately, you see how fast Jesus can help you? immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Amen. Let's just bow our hearts and ask the Lord to come and help us. I want to speak to you on this little subject tonight. The Lord will help us, and you'll pull with us just for a few moments. Get out of the boat. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to come tonight. And Lord, we come, Lord, with no ability on our own. But Lord, we come just looking to you tonight and ask that you would come and help us to be able to yield ourselves to you. Lord, not just the ministry, but each one that has come. Lord, we've come into this building tonight. We have needs in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, each one of us needs you to speak personally to our hearts. So Lord, we ask that you'd come and may you just have your way. May there be liberty in the house of God tonight. Lord, may the enemy be run from the building, Lord. May he leave this building tonight, and may there be victory in the camp of God. We ask, Father, that you'd come, Lord, and may you just move upon us, Lord. Speak things, Lord, that would be edifying to our lives. We look to you and ask for help now. And I pray, Lord, that you just bless the word, Lord, that we've read tonight. Bless into our hearts. And we ask that you would anoint us, Lord. Each one of us that's come, anoint us, Lord, that we can be as what Paul said when he said they was caught up in the heavenly places in the Christ Jesus. Would you grant it tonight, Lord, I pray. Lord, bless our worship tonight, Lord. Bless the service. Lord, bless your children that has come tonight, Lord. We pray as we hand this service into you. And Lord, when the last word is said and the last song is sang, may you receive all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. You can be seated this evening. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. I want to read you a statement that Brother Brown makes as I build to this thought tonight. That Brother Brown makes how the message convinced and then concerned in 1962. And I think it's something that we can all come to grips with tonight to understand what Brother Branham is saying, because we all got trouble. We all got things that we're dealing with. And Brother Branham said, you say, Brother Branham, I'm the least in the church. I'm just a little bitty fellow. But remember, when he ascended on high, see you raised with him. You're in the body and you're with Christ right now, seated in heavenly places. If you're the skin on the bottom of the feet, every devil's underneath you. That's exactly right. Where the head is, the body is. And if we're buried in Christ, and we're raised with him in his resurrection, we're set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with every fire of hell under us. Amen. No matter how little you are, every devil's under you. Why our great conqueror has conquered every sin and everything and every sickness, even death itself. And we are more than conquerors in him. How many just believes that with all of your heart? As I was looking to this service tonight and just thought, what might I say, this being the first service of this year, and a lot of times during this time of the year I take these moments just to kind of reflect back on what has happened over the last year, trials I've been through, tests that I have overcome, and tests that I failed. And I understand that as we are living in this time, this old year that's going out, and how that it's a time that of reflection upon where we are at, really, in our walk with God. And how that some of the mistakes that I made last year, I don't want to repeat those things again this year. And we know that as this is going out, we know that last year held a lot of trouble. Sickness for some, trouble for some, problems for others. And I thought that this would be something that would help us to be able to maybe to take and use it as a pattern to walk on this year. And saying that, I would personally, as we look at this scripture in the book of Matthew, I would personally love to have the ability to be able to walk on water. You may think that sounds crazy tonight for a man to want to walk on water. But you understand, I'm not talking about a river. I'm not talking about a lake. I'm not talking about a creek. I'm not even talking about a pond, but I'm talking about life. Brother Ram said life is like a sea. A sea is unstable. A sea is uncertain. It's constantly moving in different directions. As the wind blows, the water moves. And as the water moves, it makes this the sea so unstable, always tossing, always moving, always going one direction or another or turning. And sometimes it gets in a frenzy. And I would love to have the ability to walk over trouble and problems and things that are faced by tests. I would love to walk over those things. Brother Rem said that a lot of times when a storm rises up, he said that the wind becomes upon the sea, causing the sea to be unstable. We might as well face the fact tonight, life is unstable. Our nation is unstable. Our government is unstable. It is the wind has turned this, the waves, and the waves is crashing against our lives. Amen. We live in an age of uncertainty. We live in an age of problems. And let me just say this, as David said it many years ago, David said we're living in a time of trouble. But there's never been trouble like there's trouble tonight. Our nation has never been degraded as it is right now at this moment. There's never been more problems in the church than what there has been now. There's never been more trouble in our homes than what there is right now. There's never been more sickness than what there is right now. How many knows that's true? There's never been more problems like you and I are facing today. And I want to tell you, you cannot expect it to get any better. If you come into this year thinking that the waves are going to cease, you've got it wrong tonight. If you think that the waves are going to just subside and you're going to live a peaceful life with no trouble and no problems and no tests, brother, you're serving the wrong God tonight. I'm not worried about tests. I'm not worried about troubles. If I could just walk on some water tonight. You realize, friends, that the days of calm seas has come to an end. The days of looking at things through rose-colored glasses, those days is over. Looking for things to be done and our hopes within this world that there'd be some hope, a glimpse of hope. Brother, there is no hope. There's no hope in America. There's no hope in this world. There's no hope in anything but Jesus Christ tonight. That's the reason you've got to keep your eyes upon the Word. No matter how far we go, listen, always keep your eyes upon that Word. The waters are contrary. Our government is contrary. People are running to and fro, tossed about with every wind of doctrine. I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about our message tonight. People is so contrary. Where's the unity at amongst the churches? Where's the unity at amongst the bride? Brother, I believe with all my heart God has an elected group. And they are standing on that word with everything that's in their heart. And it will not be the majority, it will be the minority tonight. People under this table, they don't know. People don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. People turn to psychiatrists. And then psychiatrists don't know what to do, so they turn to psychiatrists. But there is no help in psychology. Brother, we don't need psychology around our message. Amen, Brother David. Doctors don't have the answer. Obama don't have the answer. The Pope don't have the answer. People don't have the answer. The only thing we need to learn tonight, if the waters are going to be troubled, and they are, if the waters are going to be contrary, and they are, we must have the ability as sons and daughters of God to be able to step out on top of trouble, step out on top of sickness, and walk on the water tonight. That's why I say I want the ability to walk on water. When it comes to sickness, I want to walk over sickness. Amen, somebody. I might be, listen friends, if I can't stop the waves, and I'm not in control of the water, and you're not in control of the water, I'm not in control of it, but God is all seeing eye is in control of every bit of it tonight. I'm not asking God to calm the waters. Amen. I'm not asking for America to turn back. She's too late for her. Brother M said that America has rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what your prophet said. He said there is no hope for America. Listen, there is no hope in our American churches. Amen. There is no hope that it's going to get better. It's only going to get worse. We're living in the days of Sodom. Brother, it turns our stomachs upside down to think of the day we're living in, to think of the trouble right here in this nation. Listen, friends, it just does something to our minds. We are so sick of this world. I don't want to be tossed about like the rest of the world. Can I just preach from my heart for a little while? It's just what's moving me tonight. If it ain't what you tuned in for, I'm sorry. But I don't want to be like the rest of the world. I don't want 2014 and 2015 to be like 2013. I want to walk higher than I walked last year. Amen. I want to walk higher with Him. I want to live closer to Him. I want a personal relationship. I want to be on talking basis with Him. I want to be able to communicate like never before. I'm more revelation than I ever have. And I thought of this text. Why sink when you can walk on water? Why sink to the, why put up with when you can walk on water? Why deal with it when you can walk on water? Here is our scripture, our setting tonight. The disciples are crossing this water, this sea. And Brother Ram said they had left Jesus. And that's always where we get in trouble at. It's when we try to do things without Jesus. And we try to live without Jesus. And we try to do the word without Christ. The waters are choppy. The waters are rough. That little ship, Brother Ram said, was like a little stopper in the lake, just tossed to and fro, turned every which way. And Brother Ram said, when the waters got boisterous, that the men got scared in the boat. They got scared of what was going on. Brother, don't be scared of the rough waters tonight. Don't be scared. It's only prophecy coming to pass. It's only the word saying it's got to be this way. Amen. Our government's got to do what they're doing. This nation's got to do what they're doing. But the bride's got to do what she's doing tonight. We can't stop the waves, and we're not trying to. We can't stop what's going on, but we can walk over it by faith tonight. Brother, I've said fear come upon them. And I thought today, how many times the first thing that strikes us is the same thing that struck the disciples. Fear comes upon us. The first negative report from the doctor, fear comes upon us. First sign of an itchy throat, fear comes upon us. The first little running, preach, Brother David. First little runny nose, oh Lord, I'm getting the flu, I'm getting the cold, I'm fixing to take it, it's going to be real bad. If that's what your faith says, that's what you're going to have. Fear come upon them. But see, my message to you tonight is, you can either sit in the boat, or you can get out of the boat and walk on the water. I can't think of nothing better than this whole church. Leave this building walking on water. I can't think of nothing better. When Brother Donnie comes back, he finds a church that's walking on water. They may have sank in it in 2013, but we're going to walk on it in 2014. What better than every one of us as members of the body of Jesus Christ, that when God sends a test our way, besides throwing our hands up, we say, God, if that be you, bid me to walk on the water. I'm telling you, the boat ain't safe no more. The boat ain't safe no more. This world ain't safe no more. Politics ain't safe no more. Churches ain't safe no more. You can't put your hope in the boat because the boat is about to sink. Lord, that be you. won't you just bid me to walk out there? You know what I like about that? As Peter looked at the Lord walking on the water, and he said, Lord, I want to get higher than this boat. If you can walk on the water, I can walk on the water. If you can tread, I can tread. Because Jesus said, where I am, you shall be also. Amen. I want to walk on water. There's only one way you can do it. You got to call out to him. You can't sit around this message. Let the preacher do all the praying. Let the preacher do all the preaching. Let him do all the Bible reading. Let him do all the quote reading. And you come here and sit on the pew. I'm telling you, we've got something we got to do tonight. We have got obligations. We've got responsibilities. There's something we got to do this year. You cannot afford to sit in this boat another year. You can't sit and go through what you went through last year. You can't go through it again. You've got to walk over it. One word, come. Peter said, let me get at him. I'm ready. I don't want to offend you by saying this, but I got to say this. It's one thing to sit in the boat. It's another thing to walk on water. Amen. It's one thing to sit hunkered down the boat, trusting in the boat. And then it's a whole nother walk when you're out there walking on the white caps. How can you ever walk on the water if you're stuck in the boat? Can I preach right here? Too many people around our message, they're stuck in the boat. They're stuck in their ideals. They're stuck in their ways. They're stuck in the way they believe. Brother, let me tell you, it's time you get out of your tradition and put your foot outside the boat and go to walking with the Lord. I don't want to offend you. It don't take a spiritual person to sit on that pew. It don't take a spiritual person to walk in this church. It don't take a spiritual person to sit in the boat. Anybody can sit in the boat. Anybody can carry a Bible. Anybody can carry a message book. Anybody can put a picture on the wall. But not just anybody can walk on water. He may carry a Bible around, quote a few verses of scripture. Amen. But it takes somebody who's serious with God. When the boat's been tossed back and forth and everybody else around that you've loved all these years and you've fellowshiped all this time, you look around and everybody else is hunkered down the boat. You know, I found out what we become? A bunch of water bailers. We just bail water. If I can't live better, Brother West, I'll just bail water. If I can't overcome, I just bail water. I'm telling you, it's just as dangerous in the boat as what you think it is out of the boat. There's just as much water coming in. Let me tell you, you can't sit and bail water the rest of your life. You can't sit around this message without a burst. You can't come in and just sit and be associated around it to be a part of it, brother. You can't join the church. You've got to be born into it. Anybody can sit in a boat. Anybody can carry message books around. I'm talking about somebody that dares to be different. I'm talking about somebody who dares to stand for the cause of Christ. No matter what nobody else says, what nobody else thinks. You don't care what they think. If Jesus said come, that's the only voice I'm listening to. Praise God. Who wound him up? Jesus did. Quack, quack, quack. And then they opened the door. Here we come. Anybody can sit around. But if you ever really get serious with God, you're going to stand up and say, Lord, I'm tired of this boat relationship. I'm tired of sitting in this hole with my head buried in the bottom of it, worried about what wave's going to take me out. Brother, that ain't a relationship. That's just putting up with. Hey, man, I say we should stand up. But David, it's not real secure under my feet. I'm going to stand anyway. Say, Lord, if that be you, won't you just bid me? Problem is, Why do we think the boat's so safe anyway? Why do we put more confidence in the boat than we do walking with Jesus Christ? Amen. Because we think the boat is our security blankets. Because we can put our hands upon it. And what we become then, we become leaners upon those things which is seen. We become leaning on those things which is tangible, things you can get your hand on. It's easier to take a pill than it is to say, God, this is going to be healed. Not against those things, but listen, friends, God's the only healer that there is. Take all the pills you want, but when you take them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, God, you're the only healer there is. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Ain't no securities in the boat. I'll tell you this, your faith will never be tested right till you get out of the boat. I believe that tonight. Peter would have never walked on water had he had acted like the rest of the disciples. Say what you want about this man. He had the guts to get up and start walking. He had to get up and say, Lord, if that's you, bid me. At least somebody had the gall, the guts to get up and say, Lord, I want to walk where you're walking at. You say the safest place is in the boat. I say the safest place is walking with Jesus. Well, that's good preaching right there. Amen. The safest place ain't in the boat. Safest place ain't never been in the boat. The safest place ain't in your comfort zone. I say, God, this year, take us out of our comfort zones. Take us out of our familiarity. Put me into realms, untapped resources that I've never witnessed before. It's not safe in Laodicea. Amen, Brother David. It's not safe in the church. The safest place is walking on the water. We get hunkered down the boat. We put our heads down as low as we can get them. And the billows come and slap up against that boat. Shakes that boat every which way. Amen. And then we don't know what's going on. We can't see what's going on around us because we're not looking around us. We're focused on the bottom of that boat. We're looking at the rivets in that boat. We're looking at the wood in the bottom of that boat when we should have our eyes upon the Word. All you're doing is hanging on to another church service. Don't kill the mailman. Amen. I'm just hanging on to another church service. That won't do you no good unless you put your head up. I'm just hanging on to another month. That ain't going to do you no good. Brother, there's got to be something supernatural change in your spirit. There's got to be a faith. I'm not talking about any faith. I'm talking about a perfect faith. There's got to be a faith rise up in your heart when you get sick of sitting in the bottom of the boat, when you get sick of the water beating against your back, when you get tired of it, you'll say, Lord, if that be you, if that be you talking to me tonight, bid me to come and I'll walk on the water. I've been guilty of that. That's the reason I can preach that. I've been guilty of hunkering down. I've been guilty of floating to service. Ooh, we get quiet, don't we? I'm guilty of it. I have floated from service to service. I've let Brother Donnie do the praying. Preach, Brother David. I've let other men do the praying for us. Amen. We floated from revival to revival. We floated from year to year. We take vacations. Listen, friends, vacation time is over. It's time to get serious with God. It's time to have a real relationship with God. It's time young people stand in the boat and say, Lord, if it be you, bid me, Lord. But David, I'm going to sit in the boat and hope the storm goes away. It ain't going away. It's going to get worse. The wind's going to get worse. Trouble in our nation's going to get worse. Amen. But David, I just feel good sitting on the pew. Good for you. But the pew sitting ain't good enough. I feel good making that back door. Praise God for it. And I thank God for it. But sooner or later, you're going to have to move past that. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Just hang on. We got a lot of confidence in the boat. So we just start bailing out water. If I can bail my side, maybe somebody else can bail their side. I can bail today. How about you bail tomorrow, preacher? I can bail next week, but somebody's going to have to get the next week. I'm going on vacation. And we got so much confidence in the pails of water going out of the boat. But the more water you throw out, twice that much water is coming back in. And you're just on a vicious cycle. You're not going nowhere. You're not doing nothing. You're just bailing water. Somebody else is walking on that water that you're bailing. Hallelujah! Somebody else is standing on what you're bailing! Woo! Glory to God, that was good. Well, this boat feels good. It's solid. If I could just hang on to this boat long enough, I can do something within myself. If I can just pray a little while. If I could just fast a little while. Come on, somebody. If I can just clean myself up enough. If I can just pray enough, I'll appease Him. If I can just read my Bible enough, it'll appease Him. Brother, the boat's sinking whether you're praying or not. The boat's sinking whether you're reading or not. You've got to answer the call of that word that is beckoning you and it's calling you to the water. You've got to answer what He's saying. Brother, you ain't going to ever keep this boat floating without faith. I don't know what you got your faith based upon, but you can't keep the boat afloat without faith. You know what I'm saying? It's impossible to take the rapture without faith. You can't get to the other side without faith. You'll never overcome this age without faith. Amen, somebody. I say, Lord, if that be you, just bid me, and I'm willing tonight. I'm willing right now, Lord. You ain't got to tell me again next month. You ain't got to tell me next week. I don't want to hear the same sermon next year. Lord, I want to walk on water right now. But Ram said, the sails has been broke and the oars are broke. You ain't going nowhere. You can't have that mentality of the boat is going to help me. The boat can't help you because the wind ain't going to take you nowhere because the sail has done been tore off. And you can't paddle nowhere with your own strength, your own ability, your own efforts because the oars are broke. God help us to quit leaning on our flesh and letting our flesh bail us out. I say get up, bride. I say Happy Valley, get up. Get up out of this moment, brother. What's people going to say? Who cares what they say? What's people going to think if they see me standing up? Who cares what people think? I say if somebody needs to dare, somebody in the boat's going to have to get up. Somebody's going to have to stand up. Listen, if God's going to do something, I say, God, start with me tonight. Start with me right here. There's only one answer. Get out of the boat. For they ain't deep. Wasn't trying to be deep. Trying to be honest with you. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Something deep within Peter raised up. I love that. Something within him raised up. Oh God. Because of how bad the storm was, it moved Peter to speech. Oh God. I said, because of how bad the trials was, it moved Peter to speech. He was silent, but the days of silence is over. Hallelujah. Something within him, it moved him. The storm moved his faith. The storm moved his faith. It moved Peter to open his mouth and start speaking something to that which was on the water. And that's what we need tonight. We need to get so fed up of bailing water, we let our faith out and let our faith be called into action. God, move my faith to speech. We get in that hunkered down mode. I need my faith moved to speech. Whew. I love this. And when Peter spoke, Jesus didn't remain quiet during the storm. I'm going to tell you again, He doesn't remain quiet in a storm. When your faith speaks out, He'll answer. Peter's moved by faith to say something. He's saying it in desperation. He's saying it because he sees him and he realizes, Lord, if that's you walking and you've got the ability to walk and I'm your disciple, I'm following you. I'm following your message. I'm following your gospel. Lord, if that be you, let me walk where you're walking at. Amen. Jesus says, well, just come right on, Peter. Walk right on. Come on out. The water's just fine. I hope tonight you hear past the voice of a man. I hope you hear past the intellect of a human. And you hear the voice of God speaking to your heart tonight, telling you it's time to walk on water. Amen. You get tired of being sick. You're finally going to raise up and say, I'm sick of this. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Of being sick and tired. I get tired of being depressed. Don't you? Get tired of being down, tired of being depressed, tired of being beat down, tired of being that way. Amen. I read things in the Word that tells me I can walk higher than that. I see promises in the Word that tells me by faith all things are possible if I can only believe it tonight. When are we going to take what we've heard all these years and put it into action? I see Peter come to the edge of the boat. Whew, Lord Jesus, he said, come. I'm going back to the seat. This is just too much for my face. Man, I mean, forget this. If you've seen, Brother Ram said 20-foot white caps. He said, higher than these mountains around here. I mean, as he said in perfect faith, he said, higher than these mountains around here. And Peter maybe just, oh my, I just test the water. Let me tell you, if Peter had had that mentality, he'd never got out of the boat. Amen, somebody. Whew. I know Jesus can do this, but I can't. I mean, I know Brother Ram can have faith, but I just can't have that. I mean, I know Brother Donnie's got faith, but man, we're not talking about Brother Donnie. This is talking about me. Come on, preacher. Brother David, what if I sink? You've already sunk already. You're bubbling water out your nose. But that mentality, you've already sunk. That's why you're sitting in the boat. God help me get rid of boat mentality. Brother David, I'm just not sure if it's from here. I mean, what if I'm not elected? What if I'm not predestinated? What if I'm not chosen of God? What if I'm not ordained? But what if you are? And you're wasting God's time. And you're wasting opportunities for blessings, opportunities to walk, opportunities to overcome, opportunities to bless somebody else. Friends, we finally got to get past this mentality. We are living for me and myself and I. We've got to get past my mentality and say, Lord, help me be a blessing to somebody else. Somebody else may need to see faith move. They need to see God move in their life. You're never going to do it unless your faith is anchored in the revelation of the hour. Amen. That's not if somebody else can do it. What if you can do it tonight? Amen. Well, Brother Dave, I'm just hoping somebody just volunteers. Amen. That's our problem. We're waiting. We're waiting on somebody else to take this thing. We're waiting on somebody else to carry the torch. We're waiting on a preacher to carry it. Waiting on our favorite revival. Waiting until Spring Louisiana camp. Waiting for another revival to come by. I'm telling you, it will never take one of those revival. It takes a day in and day out faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that'll keep you. I'll tell you right now, if Donnie gets back, I'm going to walk on some water. And you may just have boat preacher religion. You can walk as long as your favorite preacher's in town. But as long as the church doors is open, I'm going to have faith. What happens if it snows next week? What are you going to do next Wednesday? Well, if the government locks some doors and we can't come back in here no more. Brother, you better be able to walk on some water. I'm not talking about treading water. I'm talking about walking on it. You've got to get out of the boat. Brother Ram said, Peter didn't have one scriptural evidence to walk on water. Brother, I don't have to see somebody else to do it. The Word said there's going to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. I've never seen a body change, but he said we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump, and I just believe I'm one of them tonight. Peter didn't wait till the seas got a little bit calmer. You see how good for full of excuses we are. I'm just going to wait till a day when the sea ain't so high. Wouldn't it be easier? Faith is faith no matter whether the sea's up, whether it's down, whether the wind's blowing, whether it's not blowing, whether your favorite preacher's in town or not. I can walk on water with any of them, Brother David. Amen, somebody. I'm talking about a relationship. I'm talking about a real ability to serve God with everything that's in your heart. I guarantee you, when Peter stood up, he had the attention of everybody in that boat. And that's a dangerous spot to be in right there. You know what I found evangelizing? These people that's afraid to stand up. They're afraid to stand up. I met people afraid to go to the altar again. I went 35 years ago, and buddy, I mean, I got it 35 and I don't need to go back. That's a lie. You need it all the time, just like I do. We need one another. You need one another. We need each other. Amen! Afraid to stand up. People's afraid to stand up. Well, brother, what's people going to think? Who cares what people think? Well, people's going to watch me. They've watched you your whole life. Amen. They want to see what happens to you. Peter goes to the bottom. Forget this thing, man. Forget it. They want to see what happens to you. You confess out there in the water, your job. You confess, I'm a believer. You confess, I believe in the supernatural God. You confess, I believe my God can heal any disease, any sickness, any cancer, anything. I believe my God's able. People's watching you. Don't think they ain't watching you. They're watching you. They watch you when you go to break. They watch you when you bow your head at lunch. People are watching you. You say you're anchored. We're fixed to find out. People's watching you. But they people don't think we're crazy. Yeah, they probably are. You're probably going to be called a fanatic, Brother Bram said. It's all right. I've always been a fanatic. People are going to be a fanatic for one thing or the other. We might as well be a fanatic and go ahead and walk on water tonight. Some people's fanatic about sports. Some people's fanatic about their job. Some people's fanatic about their house. I say we just might as well be a fanatic about Jesus. If we're going to be a fanatic about something, how about something that's eternal? That denomination you walked out of when you stood up, they thought you was crazy leaving their denomination. They thought you was crazy when you took your name off of their book. They looked at you like you was crazy. When you told them you was falling to Malachi 4's ministry, they looked at you like you was crazy. You've always been looked down on. You've always been looked at like you're crazy. You might as well stand up in the boat and take the cause for Jesus Christ tonight. It's one thing for the people of the world to look at you and people of the churches to look at you like that. What about people in our own message? Who do you think you are anyway, you young whippersnapper preacher coming here sweating and spitting and snorting? I'm just telling you what he said. Who do you think you are standing up in this boat anyway? We read them quotes 50 years ago. We preached, I heard this one just the other day. We preached all that years ago. Yeah, and you've sat in the boat ever since. Hallelujah! Brother, we've got to quit sitting and get out of the boat! Get out of the boat tonight! Oh, we heard that 15 years ago. We heard the Godhead 35 years ago. Let me tell you, Paul said to stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance! I say we need to hear it again. If it steered me the first time, it'll steer me again. If it blessed me the first time, it'll bless me again. Ooh, I feel my preacher coming on. Look out. What's people going to say? What's Jesus going to say? But this boat, I mean, I don't want to rock the boat. Oh, yeah, I do. I said, I want to rock this boat. I want to let them know I'm doing something in this message. I ain't sitting another 20 years. I ain't sitting another year like I sit last year. I'm not going to sit. I'm ready to get up out of the boat. It makes me wonder. You forgive this statement if it offends you. It makes me wonder if people has really apprehended God. Have they really ever really trapped God and really got Him anchored in their soul? Or has it just been, I'm sitting in this boat and I don't know how I got in here and I don't know how to get out of here? Or have we really apprehended God to the place where we get so sick of where we're sitting at? So sick of what we're living in. Troubles, bills that you can't pay unless God would open up a door somewhere. And I'm telling you, you can walk on the water. Sickness that only God can touch. And I'm telling you tonight, you can walk on that water. Preach, Brother David, preach. I'm talking about things only God can do. Things that takes a miracle from God. Things that takes the hand of God to do or it won't get done. Around our message, we are so good about coming in here, and on the outside we look all good, and on the inside we are anchored and chained in that boat. We're so chained to the boat, we ain't going nowhere, and we know we're just putting a show on when we come. We're good about wearing church masks. We're real good about wearing church masks. I say it's time you and I just pulled it off and set it aside and say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but just bid me to come. Just bid me. But Brother David, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't care what's going to happen next. I'm following Him. If He says come, I'm going to depend upon Him. If He tells me to walk, I'm going to walk. He tells me to jump, I'm going to jump. Peter didn't step on that boat after Jesus told him to come. All right, first thing I got to do, I got to figure this all out. I got to figure out how that H2O is going to become a hard surface when my foot touches it. And sometimes that's our biggest hindrance. We try to figure things out for God when you can't figure it out anyway. You can't explain that to some. Brother Jim will never be able to explain that to people. You can't explain how it happens. But I said it's a paradox. You can't explain it. Let's see. If I divide this hypothesis by pi, and I divide it by this, and I look at this, and two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and I take this, I believe. You believe what? That you got it figured completely wrong? And I could figure out how God's going to fix my marriage. If I could figure it out, I'll have faith and walk in it. If I figure out how God, let me just figure out how can I help God? How can I help God fix my finances? How can I help God fix these young people? God don't need your help. He don't need my help. You know what He needs? Faith. Faith to stand. Faith to stand. But people look down on me. The only reason they're going to look down on you is because they didn't hear the same voice you heard. I heard Him say, come, Brother Wes. But Terry, I heard Him say, come. Don't matter what anybody else heard, say, hey, I'm sorry if you didn't hear it. But Brother, I tell you, I heard Him say, come. I heard Him. I don't know what you heard, but when I was standing in the boat, I heard Jesus speak to me personally, and He said, come. For somebody to step out on the promise of God, what it means. You understand what I'm preaching tonight? For somebody to step out on the promise, man, what it means to us. Don't you just love to see somebody step out on the promise? And sometimes it's when we least expect it. God, you could at least let me get ready. I was in the Poland-Czech Republic border here just a few months back. We was having a meeting there, like a family camp type deal, and we was there in one kind of big hotel area out in the middle of the mountains. And we was there, and I was preached several services already and was getting ready for the Saturday night service. And I was sitting there in my room and I just had my laptop on my lap and I was just clicking through some quotes. And somewhere about 3:30, the lights went out. Brother, I mean the lights went out. And I sat there for a while, and I thought, well, they'll come back on just in a little bit. And I just kept working. I thought, man, the lights come back on just in a little while. Well, they didn't come back on. And after about just a few minutes, I heard a knock at my door, and some of the brothers come there, and they said, Brother David, would you mind to come to the room upstairs? I called it the upper room. Would you mind to come to the room upstairs and let's pray that God would turn the electricity back on? Because if you don't turn the electricity back on, if the electric ain't on, then the water don't work. If the water don't work, the heat don't work and it's cold. And if the water don't work, that means that the showers don't work, any of the facilities don't work, nothing works. And if the lights don't come back on, we won't be able to have service tonight. And so I said, Brother, be glad to come up and pray. And there were several of us brothers that went up there. And Brother, I tell you, I didn't know what language they were speaking. But when we got to praying, the spirit was familiar. Very familiar. We got to praying. And I mean, brother, we got to praying. And before long, we got caught up in the spirit and we was praying. And we was calling out to God and asking God, God, just turn the electric back on. We need the electric turned back on. Lord, you see, we're here for no other reason but just to come to hear from your word and to worship you. We got caught up in the spirit. We prayed, I don't know, close to 2 hours we prayed up there. And we got down and I went back to my room and going back and the brother said, well, Brother David, what do you think? I can't tell you what made me say it, but I said, you tell the people to get ready. God's going to turn the lights back on. Brother, I walked on water and didn't realize I was walking on it. I got so hard on myself. I got to back to my room and I thought, what was you thinking? And I wasn't thinking. It just blurted out. And I thought, oh God, oh, Slewfoot come by. Brother, he made me feel lower than a snake. He got down. Church started at 7 o'clock. 6:30, I got up, had my cell phone, was looking around trying to find my suit and tie. I got my clothes on. I mean, every step down to that basement, to that service, old Slewfoot was riding my shoulders. Thought, Lord, what are we going to do? I get down there, and the people had their cell phones out, using the light from their phones to find their chairs to slide in there. Pitch black in this building. I sit there. And the brother went, Brother, what do you think? I didn't say a word. Not a word. We sat there. Service started at 7 o'clock. My hand to God. 7 o'clock on the button. The lights come back on in that building. The lights come back on. Brother, folks went to worshiping God. I'm talking about worshiping God. I'm not talking about it's just Wednesday night we're going to get through it. I'm talking about we worship God. I want to change the title of my sermon. There's a man can turn on the light so bad. I stood up. I cried like a baby. I walked outside. Man, I felt like running around the mountain. I got out there and I looked down to the valley where there's all kinds of cottages and stuff down through there. And I looked. And the only lights that was on was in our building. I'm talking about a man that can turn on the lights. Needless to say, it wasn't hard to preach that night. The Spirit of God come down and the altar filled up and people got the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about walking on water tonight. Sometimes you got to take the initiative. If it's only you in the church, take the initiative. Say, God, Happy Valley needs a revival. And Lord, don't start with Brother Donnie. Start with me tonight. Send the fire, Lord. Send it down upon me. I need to hear you say something. I need to feel a move of God. I need a fresh revival in my heart. I need a real experience with God. I want to step out and walk on water a little while. God help us. I want that revival to come right here in this church. I want it to strike our young people like it ain't ever struck them before. Amen. Brother, it's not something far-fetched. It's not something outside of our reach. It's right within our grasp tonight. If you can believe God, give it to us. God, help us not to sit and be satisfied. I'm just satisfied, brother. That's all I'm satisfied. I'm not. I want more of God. I'm not satisfied with what he did last week. I want more this week. I'm not satisfied with what he done last year. I need more this year than I ever have. I need him more now than what I've ever needed him in my life. Boy, that's hard. Looky there. This is me sometimes though. Looky there. Look what God can do. You know when a boat's moving on the water, if you let go of that boat just for a second, it's gone. I've been raised on a river my whole life. You let go of that boat's gone. Before long, Peter's just out there walking on water. This feels good, man. Brother, this feels good. Sister, this feels good. Ooh, look at me. Be careful. Be careful, Peter. Well, look what I did. Be careful now. Stay the humble with it. Bill Ram said Peter's mistake is he got to looking at how big the waves was. He got to looking at how big the waves, how boisterous the wind was. And Peter began to sink. Here's my message to you tonight. But Jesus was right there present. And he reached down and got a hold of him. And he picked him back up on the water. I'm not saying there ain't going to be some times you're going to sink. I ain't saying there ain't going to be some days you don't get down. There's going to be some days that you might start sinking. But brother, he said he's a present help during a time of trouble. If you start falling, he said he'd be there. I'll be with you even in you. I guarantee you Peter never forgot that experience when Jesus reached down and grabbed a hold of him and put his feet back up on the water. Lord. Hallelujah. They went walking back to the boat together. And when they got back to the boat, God must have done it just for you and I to hear this. When they got to the boat, the wind began to cease. It may not be everybody, but I pray God has got somebody who's willing to step out of the boat. Amen. God, where's the Davids at tonight? Where's the Davids that comes to their spot and their place, their responsibility? Amen. We think the boat is safe. Jonah recognized this boat ain't safe. It ain't safe. Even these men know somebody made God mad. We've been sailing our whole life. We ain't never seen a storm like this. Jonah, you know what's going on? Jonah thought the boat was so safe. Just like we think sometimes. And I'll just sail away from these problems. On a boat going the other direction. But if that ain't the way you're supposed to be walking and God's got a higher walk for you. Jonah said, yeah, really the problem is I'm a prophet of God. And I'm supposed to be going to one place and I took your boat going exactly the opposite direction. I'm supposed to be walking down the King's Highway. I'm supposed to be walking in the land of faith. I'm supposed to be preaching the Word of God. I'm supposed to be singing. I'm supposed to be raising my hands. I'm supposed to be a worshiper. I'm supposed to be at my post of duty. Amen, somebody. But I'm going the wrong direction. You grab his hands and I'll grab his feet. Jonah, would you like to come back to the boat? I don't want to be in this fish. Ain't God got a way of getting us where we need to be at? That's my message to you tonight. Get out of the boat and stand to our feet. Man, Brother David, I was hoping to be something so mysterious. So deep, so profound that we're just in awe and wonder and amazement. We leave here just floating around. Well, not about floating. We can't leave here walking on water. That's a pretty good place to be at in my book. Walking on my trouble, walking on my trials, walking on this sickness, this besetting thing that's got my home tore up. I'm telling you tonight, you can walk on it. Look past the man tonight. Look past humanity. Listen to the voice of God. Amen. Can we bow our hearts while our musicians are coming tonight? God, help us to get out of the boat. I just love the way Brother Branham says it. Brother Branham said when he commissions his disciples to get in the little ship to cross the sea, Brother Branham said that Jesus climbed up to the highest mountain there was. Hallelujah. And he said when he climbed up to the highest mountain, he got high enough that he could see his disciples and watch over them. Because he knew the enemy was going to try to beset something. I want to tell you tonight, I don't care where you're at, he's watching over you. He's got to a high enough, he's been raised high enough tonight. I said he's been raised high enough tonight. He sits on the right hand. Amen. He's been raised up high enough. He can see every need. He can see every sickness. He can see every trouble tonight. Whatever problem you got, I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ, he knows your trouble. He knows your problem tonight. Mother, he knows what your heart cry is. Daddy, he knows what your trouble is tonight. He's on high looking down. He sees the winds contrary. He sees the waves are high. He sees the problems that we're facing. He sees the days that we're living in. And I'm telling you, he's got his eye on you tonight. And because he knowed you was in trouble, he come to tell you tonight, he left the mountaintop. He come down and got right in the middle of where you're at. And he come walking on what you're sinking in. He said, Brother David, it's over my head tonight. Yeah, it may be over your head, but it's under his feet. And if you can believe tonight, it can be under your feet. If you want to walk the way he walks. Is there anybody tonight could just identify with what I'm saying? I trust the message has struck home with you tonight. God help me. I don't want to be the way I was last year. Lord, I want to go higher. I'm not just satisfied with just coming to church and just sitting here. Lord, I want to be what the preacher's saying. I want to become the word that the pastor's been preaching. Somebody's going to do it. Lord, start with me tonight. Somebody's going to fulfill this word. Start with me. God's going to have a daddy who's going to believe the word. Lord, start with me tonight. God's going to have a housewife who's going to believe the word. I say, God, start with me tonight. God's going to have a young person. He's going to have some young people who's going to be the word of this hour. I say, God, start with me. Start with this church. Start with our young people. Lord, may it be like a fire. May it catch, I pray. Heavenly Father, you see every hand that's been lifted tonight, oh God. Lord, I don't even know why I'm preaching this tonight. Lord, you see, Lord, you've laid this upon my heart for this year. That we just start this year out right. We started out right walking on the water, Lord. I pray, God, that you've spoken to every heart. May you search us tonight, Lord, from the front to the back. May you search, Lord, help us to be able to be the one. May we stand at our post of duty. Lord, may we get sick of that old boat mentality, hanging on to the boat, chained to the boat, living in the boat. Help me, Lord. Help me to step out. Help me to step out by faith and let me walk out on your promises tonight. Oh, God, I want to walk out on those promises of this hour. You said there'd be a bride. Lord, I just want to walk out on that promise tonight. You said that we would be justified as though we'd never done it in the first place. I say, God, I want to be identified with that quote tonight. I want to walk on that water. Every promise I want, Lord, it's mine. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Satan, you take your hands off of God's property tonight. Oh, I heard the prophet say, every devil out of hell, little imps, was sitting on every wave, trying to discourage the disciples. But Jesus was higher than the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He was higher than the waves. He was higher than the wind. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, he's the master of the wind tonight. Lord, we're here trusting you. We're here believing your word tonight, oh God. I pray, Lord, help us to walk. Help us to walk in the way that you'd have us to walk. Help us to live the way you'd have us to live. Oh God, it's my desire. I trust with every person in here. Oh Lord, search me deep tonight. Lord, this fresh new year that we're going into now, I pray God, day by day, help us not to settle. Help us to have a desire of more than we ever have desired in our life. I will walk higher. I will walk on this water. I will. Maybe I've had sickness bother me, but Lord, I will walk on that sickness this year. Anoint our faith tonight, I pray. May we hear the call from the water. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May we hear the call from the water tonight. saying, it is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid. Oh, granted, I pray, Father, for each one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name that's above every name, that name that's above every sickness, every trouble, every disease, that lovely name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, oh, I shall forever lift my eyes. Oh, help me sing it now with all your heart. Oh, to view the cross where my Jesus died for me. Oh, the love, the grace that caught my falling soul. Well, he looked way beyond all my faults and soul. Oh, could we just sing it again? I shall forever. Let's just lift our hands and tell him. I shall. Just believes he sees your need tonight. Brother, I don't care how big it is. Brother, if you don't understand how bad it is, I don't care how bad it is. But you don't know how big it is. You don't know how big my God is tonight. He's able. Far more abundantly what you can even think. My God's on time. He's here tonight. Bidding you to come and to walk on the water. Amen. You know that song? Step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. You remember that? Let's try G. You don't know it. Oh, we're going to learn it. Well, step into the water and way down a little bit deeper and wet your feet in the waters of His love. Yes, yeah, step into the water.
Well, way down a little bit deeper. Cut your angels sing praises to the Lamb of God. I say, step into the water. Well, way down a little bit deeper. And wet your feet in the waters of His love. Yeah, step into the waters. Way down a little bit deeper. And cut your angels sing praises to the Lamb of God. It's time for the people stand up for what is right. Well, it's time we square our shoulders back and raise our souls to fight. Well, the Bible is our weapon and the Spirit is our shield. What this church needs is more workers in the field. Help me now. I said step and wait a little bit deeper and wet your feet in the waters. Oh, yeah, step into the water. Well, wait a little bit deeper and come join angels sing praises to the Son of God. I like this. I know there's victory for the Christian who walks this narrow way. There's been a prized opponent for the soul who does not stray. I want to live for Jesus, be all that I can be, so that I can rest with Him forever in eternity. Oh, yeah. I said step into the water. Help me now. Oh, wet your feet in the water. How many's ready tonight? I said, how many's ready tonight? No matter how big the waves get, how much the wind blows, God help me to walk on the water tonight. Amen. God bless you. Certainly appreciate you. I'll let you be dismissed tonight. Let's sing that song we sang just a little bit earlier. He's got it all in control. God bless you. Certainly appreciate you. Trust you received something from the service tonight. Oh, I trust that we don't leave here crawling. We leave here walking. Walking on some trouble tonight. Amen. He's got it all in control. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. Hallelujah. He's got it all. I put my life in His hands. Help me sing it to me. Put my life. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I put my life as Peter did that day. Every road I walk down, I'm sure it's in His plan. Oh, I put my life. Can we sing that one more time, Lord? 2014. I put my life. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I'm putting it in Your hands. I put my life in His hands.